the living between. In Psalm 24, verse 7. Psalm 24, verse 7. The Bible made a statement. The Bible said, "So wake up, you living gateways. Lift up your heads, you doorways of eternity." And another person said, "You ageless doors of destiny, welcome the King of glory. For he's about to come through you or through me." Verse 9, Psalm 24, Bible says, "So wake up, you living gateways. Rejoice, find your ageless doors of destiny." Another verse says, "You internal doors, here he comes. The King of glory is ready to come in." Two things: come in and come through. Come in and come through. In John 10, verse 9, Jesus made a statement. Jesus says, "I am the gateway." If you take it to another translation, he said, "I am the gateway. To enter through me is to experience life, freedom, and satisfaction." Verse 9, the Bible says, Jesus says, "I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me will be saved. He will go in and he will go out freely and find pastors." That means, it's making us to understand something. Jesus is not just a person. Jesus is a system. Not a person. But Bible says when we come into him, there are different degrees and dimensions of who he is. There is the door or gateway, which is Christ. There is or there are living gateways or ageless doors of destiny or internal doors. That's the thing. There is the gateway, the door. Christ said, "I am the gateway. I am the door." And Psalm 24 made us understand that we are the living gateways, the ageless doors of destiny. In Psalm John 14 verse 2, very important scripture for me, John 14 verse 2, the Bible says, "My Father's house has many mansions." He reads in New King James. But if you want to bring it to a simpler version, he said, "My Father's house has many dwelling places." Many dwelling places. If you read it in that translation, many dwelling places of rest. And in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16, the Bible made us understand that our body is the house of God. Our body is his temple. Our body is his tabernacle. Our body is the house of God, the place of his dwelling. Where else is his place of dwelling? Our heart. Bible says that our heart, Christ, dwells in our heart. Bible says, dwelling places in my Father's house, which we are, you and I in Christ are the house of God, has many dwelling places. Our heart is a dwelling place. Our body is a dwelling place. Bible is trying to tell us that within the being of man, who happens to be the temple of God, who happens to be the house of God, there are different energetic systems found in his being. Dwelling places, the places of energy, different energetic systems found in our being. Praise Master Jesus. In Revelation 3 verse 20, Jesus says, "I am standing at the door, knocking. If your heart is open to hear me, you open the door within. That door within is called the door of your heart, or the door of your heart, or the first gate, the gate of love. Our first love, our first gate, the gate of love. Jesus says, I'm standing, I'm knocking at that door. Where is he that he is knocking on that door? The door of your heart within. He said, if you hear, you will open and he will come in and feast with you, or come in and dine with you. That is to say, within us is the door or the gateway. And in that system, in that person called the door or the gateway, which is Christ, there are many realms of operation within him. There are dimensions of operation, the dwelling places that is found in his Father's house. And that Father's house is you and I. Within us is the door, the gate, the one we call the gate of love, the door or the gate. And in that realm of operation, verse 9, whoever that enters in will go in and out. In and out where? First of all, he said, whoever that enters will be saved. That is one. Two, then he will go in and out. That is to say, he will go in and out different dwelling places of who he is. And that dwelling places are different energetic systems that is man. That is the door or the gateway within that space, within that person called the door or the gateway, who happens to be Christ in us. They are gateways or doors within that person called, he even calls it the dwelling places, gateways or doorways within our being. And that gateways or the doorways are called different energetic systems, the energy gates within our being. Somebody might ask, this energy gate, what is it all about? What is it all about? Because in Ezekiel 8:2-3, Ezekiel says, I saw a man that looks like a heavenly man, and he described the similitude of that man of Revelation, the Son of Man. It says, he stretched forth his hand and took me by the lock of my head. Took me by the lock of my head. If you read Revelation 1 verse 17, John made a statement. John says, when I saw the Lord face to face, I knelt down at his feet, and he ordained me with his right hand. If you read that verse, it says, he laid upon me his right hand. And Ezekiel was reporting, Ezekiel 8:2-3, said, the Son of Man, I saw him, he stretched forth his hand and took me by the locks of my head. In Revelation 1 verse 14, the Bible said that the head of hair of Jesus is like wool, white as glistening snow. And that very person that his head and hair is white like wool, white as glistening snow, is sitting inside of us. That means that is the door. That is the gate. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the gateway. That is to say, that thing we used to say, the crown of my head, one of the energetic systems found in our being, or one of the gateways found in our way, is the gateway of the head, or the gateway on our head. In other words, anybody that says, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior, Christ said, according to John 10 verse 9, you come in, you are saved. But coming in is the first step to experiencing or exploring the fullness of who he is. So you will go in and out to find pastor. What does it mean? In and out of different dwelling places to find pastor. One, being saved. Two, as you start coming to the knowledge of truth, you start finding the different energetic system to be an eternal activity within you. In Acts 2 verse 3, something happened. When the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of the Lord landed upon their heads like a flame of fire. You know, a flame of fire rested upon their head. Why head? Please, Master Jesus. Why head? Because this is one of the energetic system that is found in our body. Two, in Joshua 1 verse 3, God was giving Joshua an instruction. He said, anywhere the sole of your feet touch, I will give it to you. That means the sole of feet of Jesus, according to Revelation 1 verse 5, 15, the Bible says his feet were gleaming like bright metal or as glowing in a fire. That's another energy gate or another energetic system found in our being. If the feet of Joshua, God says, anywhere he touches, I'll give it to you. What does it mean? Anywhere that energy is expressed, that energy has the capacity to reclaim that system and give it back to Joshua. That is to say, our feet is another energetic system that is found within our being. Why am I taking time to bring down this few details? If you go to Ecclesiastes 3 verse 8, I'm not mistaken, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, the Bible says, he has put eternity in our heart. Our heart is another energetic system that is found in our being. In other words, these energy systems, because the Bible calls us the living gateways, he said, lift up your hands, all you living gateways, you ageless loss of destiny. The King of Glory is about to come through you. Next one, he said, flocking open, you living gateways, you doors, eternal doors of destiny, that the King of Glory may come in. Coming in is one. Coming through is another thing. Jesus said, if you come in who I am, you are saved. Then you go in and out of different dwelling places of who he is. In other words, anytime you see the rivers of living waters of life gushing and bursting out of my innermost being, flowing swiftly. Where is he flowing? He's flowing through this different energetic system that is found in our body. And what does it do? It will energize all energy that is found in our being. According to Matthew 22 verse 37, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all everything, and with all the energy of our being. That is to say, the more the rivers of living water, the rivers of life. Remember, in Daniel 7, 9 and 10, Daniel saw the river of fire. But in John saw, in Revelation 22 verse 1, the rivers of living water coming from the throne. Daniel saw his own river of fire coming from the throne. They are saying the same thing. Why? Because Daniel was describing the love of God. Because if you go to Psalms of Solomon 8 verse 6, the Bible says that the love of God is like a violent flame. It's like a violent flame. He was describing the love of God while John was describing the life of God. That is to say, the love of God is the life of God in pure form. Praise Master Jesus. The love of God is the purest form of the life of King of Glory. The life of God in the purest form. Anytime we say the living waters of life, the rivers of living waters of life, whenever we talk about rivers, it's not talking about numerology, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. That what Bible says, rivers of living waters of life, talks about the overflowing increase, bursting and gushing out, flowing swiftly, breaking forth fruitfulness. In other words, the strike is not talking about numerology. It's talking about the behavior of the life of the Messiah. It's an overflowing increase. That the increase of his government has no end. Has no end. The more you stir it up, the more it expands. It's an expansive. He has within the life of Christ has within it or within him an expansive principle. In other words, if he comes in an environment and is jam-packed, he creates space for himself and keep on expanding. That's what it means. Everything I just said now about the living gateways, because within our being, there is the door, there is the gate. But within that sphere of influence of that, the door and the gate, there are different gates and there are different doors. Different gates or different doors. That different gates and different doors talks about the dwelling places of Messiah, the dwelling place of God. In other words, it talks about the different energetic system, energy. And Bible says, the rivers of living water flows through that energy. He awakens something, he energizes something. What is it? All energy of our being. All energy of our being. If you go to the book of Revelation 1, if you count different systems that is found in the body of Christ, there are seven of them. There are seven of them. When the Bible talks about the seven angelic messengers of the seven churches, he's talking about the seven angelic messengers of the body of the legislative assembly. In other words, these systems need to be energized, activated, and released so that the fully formed King of Glory will come through us. Everything I just said now will never be beneficial to you if you yet to say, Christ, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. The King of Glory might come into you, that you might enter into Him who happens to be the door. You might be saved. If you're yet to come into that door called the Christ, if you're yet to come into that door called the Christ, that gate will call the Christ, there's an opportunity for you to come in. There's an opportunity for you to come in. Everything I just said now will never find will never be expressed within or through you until you come to the presence of Messiah. Put your hand on your chest and pray with me. Behind that person. Now turn into Kandopondo. See me group of the here. You must say yes to the presence of Messiah. Thank you, Father. There is one young man I'm seeing in my spirit. I forget like a necklace. I'm still even seeing your name, Chere. You're even tired of whatever thing you're doing. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray with you right now. Say, oh Lord Jesus, you came in the flesh. You came in my name. You died in my name. You were raised in my name. That I confess in your Lordship over my life that you are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my life, into my heart. That my heart becomes your throne forever and ever. That I'm submerged into union with the spirit of holiness and with the raging flame of fire blazing on my head. I am saved. The same prayer need to say on a check. Like when they are not in this no be any. This no be any. It will be bad good good. It is not a make up there. Need to say on a no is up there. Man, I'm at a moment to be baby. It will say on a no is up there. Man, I'm not a baby. Don't be able to say again. A baby. A baby. Name, you're going to make it one song. And you get it on your mind. Amen.